This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1082, The Keys to a Good Debate in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you disagree with someone in a conversation, how can you keep speaking while acknowledging their point and also making your opinion heard? All while maintaining a great connection? Get the tools and strategies to do this in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, feeling good today. Feeling good. We're in January. I'm looking forward to doing a little skiing this winter. Ooh. And yeah, lots of good stuff.
Good. I have a question.
Okay.
What's up? You good at convincing people of your point of view? Like if you have like a debate, like, do you think you'd be a good lawyer?
No, I'd be a terrible lawyer because I just get emotional and then I lose my train of thought. And then I think, why don't they see the truth? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Understand? Especially if it's something you really, really care about. Oh, it can be hard.
Yes. How about you?
I'm okay. It depends on what the situation is. Like if I feel really educated about something, like, you know, I really know what I'm talking about. And it's not just more of like, oh, just how I feel.
Right.
Then I feel more confident, I guess.
Okay. So if there are like actual facts that you can bring in and you know them well, you're good
at it. Right. Mm. If I like feel like I have like good talking points, right? But it can be, so some, I would say half and half, but I mean, it can be awkward, especially if it's about like politics or something else, tense, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. Hot topic. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but it's a good thing to think about, you know, how to convince someone like in a nice way of your point, right?
Yeah, I love that. This is a good, really good skill to have in English, especially for our listeners. As you guys are getting better and better in English, moving up to that high level, this is a key skill right here.
Oh, yeah. So we have a listener question about this kind of situation, actually. I really like this question. So should we read the question, Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm going to read the question. This came from the App Store. So for our app listeners, guys, remember, you can review and you can leave your question inside your review in the App Store, the iOS App Store. Here we go. Hi, girls. I'm Fawzi Ahmed from Yemen, living in Saudi Arabia. I would like to thank you for all of your time and effort to give us the perfect app, such as All Ears English. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying listening to All Ears English for the past 8 months, and I have a small question. That is, when I'm in the middle of a discussion or an argument, and I want to convince the other person to accept my view politely in English, which sentence should I use, or what should I use to start to get them ready to listen to my point of view? Ooh, Fawzi, good question. Such a good question. I love it.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. One we can really, you know, get into.
We can sink our teeth into it, right? As they say.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I love this. So guys, before we address this question, I want to say thank you to our other reviewers in the iOS App Store, our people who are using the app. So thank you to Carlos Sastolk from Colombia, Rajan from the US, Neves 10 from Portugal. Cool. UX is good from Taiwan, Leah K from Russia, Wafa Hezam from Saudi Arabia, Fariba Shahad from the US, Dromer from the US. Guys, these are such good reviews. If you're using the app, well, if you're not using the app, you should be. Go to allusenglish.com/bonuses to download it in the App Store. But you get cool videos in there that you don't find anywhere else on our website or if you just listen to the podcast app. So go and get the app and then leave us a review inside the App Store. Awesome.
Nice. Okay, good, good. So Lindsay, as you were saying, this is a huge connection skill, you know, like huge. How can you disagree with someone and try to convince them you're right, but not like kind of lose the connection because you're impolite or,
yeah. This is something that I feel like even natives struggle with, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. How do you keep the tone from getting weird? Right? Yeah. Especially if it's something that you feel strongly about.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because when you feel strongly, like everything is just intensified, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. This makes me think of a few weeks ago. I was at a brewery with three other friends and I had this awkward moment where we were kind of talking about politics a little bit, and one of the people in the group, like it seemed that we agreed, that the two of us agreed that we were kind of on the liberal side of things, politically speaking. Mm-hmm. But then once we got deeper and deeper into the actual candidates, we talked. I know you should probably never say who you voted for in an election, but like clearly we were both liberal, but we did not vote for the same candidates. We had a very different. Like I think I'm a little more moderate, and she's more extreme liberal, and it got weird fast because she asked like a probing question to me, and it just and the tone got weird, geez. And I got really uncomfortable. And then we just went back to talking about beer.
That's a safe topic.
But this is the skill right here. Like, what do you do in those situations? Because right now we're in a political moment where honestly, I think it's better not to turn away from politics. We need to talk about these things where we disagree. In this country, because we're in kind of a crisis right now, we need to actually talk about these things, but we need to do it in a way that maintains the connection. So this is a really advanced skill.
Oh, yeah. And I think, yeah, a lot of native English speakers could listen to this episode. I'm not like, you know, it's hard to say, oh, this is exactly how you do it, because, you know, this is... like Lindsay said, it's a tough one, right? And you're dealing with emotions and... it's just, you know, it's a very intense kind of moment, but, you know, we're going to give it a try here today. So, let's talk about some other, episodes that we've done. So we did episode 323 about introducing a viewpoint and how to introduce how you feel about something. So,
Just to let our listeners know, guys, if you're listening inside the app, allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you can type 323 into that search bar at the top and you can pull up that episode immediately. Okay.
Right, cool. right. Definitely. And then the big one was episode 578, which is about defending your point without losing the connection, right?
I like that. Okay.
So this was a very similar idea. So in this one, just to give a very brief review without giving it away, you guys should go listen to that one because we really go into it here. You know, we focused on three steps, and, you know, talked about how to do this, you know, in a way that's not going to cause a fight, right? Basically. So today this is kind of a connection, to part one, which we'll call, which was, 578. Okay. And so we're going to talk about some additional phrases that you can use and really talk about, two of the important steps. So again, some of this is a review. So really it's important that you get the whole thing by listening to episode 578. Okay.
I like that. So guys, go back and find that episode, type it in the search bar inside the app. Or if you just want to come back to our website, go to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type in the search bar right there on the website.
Right. Exactly. So two of the points that we're going to focus on are, you know, acknowledging what the person said, right? That, you know, it's okay to have a different opinion and I'm listening to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? But then also saying why your point is still right. Okay.
Right. Because you have to do both. I mean, you're not going to say like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. Right.
You want to right. No, you with can't your say point. That.
Yeah, no. So, okay. I want to know how to do this too. So let's get into it.
Okay. So again, to connect to 578. So we're going to focus on the phrases, but it's important to pay close attention to listening to strengthen your argument. That's what I want to say is I think in another episode recently, we talked about, you know, like really listening. And I think this is, you know, as much as we talk about speaking, listening is so key, right? What you don't want is to focus so much on what you are going to say that you miss an opportunity to prove your point because you didn't listen.
Yeah.
To what the other person said, right, Lindsay?
Ooh, that's a good point, Michelle. Listening is a huge part that I think in our culture, we kind of miss it a bit. We don't do this as well as other people do in other cultures, I think. But yeah, listening is massively important.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, especially like when you're in that like emotional situation about like a debate or something like that. It's easy to just sit there and be like, okay, I know what I'm going to say. No, what I'm going to say. And I want to say this. And I want to say this. But you might totally miss something else that you could have said, right?
Well, yeah. When the adrenaline starts to pump in our bodies, like it becomes more challenging to stay present and listen, but we have to.
Right. Exactly. And also, you know, another thing that could be happening is the person could prove your point wrong while you're sitting there waiting to make that point and like thinking about it. And you may miss something the person says. They could say, make a point that actually shows that your point is invalid. And if you weren't in listening and then you say it, as your next argument, you could lose your credibility. It could be awkward and embarrassing, right?
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. So what can we do?
Yeah. So we're going to do, these phrases are a little bit more direct than in the other episode. So that's why you have to be, you have to focus on being strong in your voice, but also being friendly.
Okay. I like that. This is where that balance comes in. To be able to do this, really good skill. So we start by doing what, Michelle?
By acknowledging. So what's something you could say?
Okay, you can say, I see what you mean, but, and then you continue with your point. So acknowledging that they've said something and that you have heard it.
Right. And that you're about to change the direction back to your point, right? But with like, but, and things like that, right? This one makes me think of the movie My Cousin Vinny, which I had you watch, Lindsay. So this is kind of a unique one. So to say, your argument holds water. However, have you ever heard that, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. I've heard it. I mean, I wouldn't say it. It's not something I say, but people do. Yeah, people say it for sure.
I think in like a little bit more of a maybe a little bit more formal, but I don't know. It's basically means your argument like your argument isn't wrong. Like there are valid points to your argument, right?
Right. I like it.
Okay. What's another one, Lindsay?
You could say that's a valid point, but, and then you continue.
Right. Or the last one is, it's not that I completely disagree with you, but. You know, that's showing like, okay, well, there are parts that I can understand, right? However, right?
Yeah. I like that. So you're making the person feel heard. And if they don't feel heard, they won't continue the conversation with you, right? And you'll potentially endanger that connection you have with that person.
Right. So the next thing, you know, we want to talk about is, you know, but what do you say after but, right?
What comes next to restate? Right.
So what's one thing you could say?
You have to remember that. Right. So I see what you mean, but you have to remember that and then your perspective.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So you can mix and match any of these, really.
Yeah, we can mix and match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could say, another thing you could say is, look at it like this. So for example, if I wanted to mix and match, I could say, that's a valid point, but look at it like this, and then say my opinion.
Here's another. That argument doesn't work because. So to mix and match, you know, let's see. It's not that I completely disagree with you, but that argument doesn't work because... blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
This one is like a little bit more direct, I think, saying, oh, it just doesn't work. It's like,
it's more objective. It's more objective.
Yeah. And then the last one is, there are holes in your thinking.
Ooh, these are pretty direct, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. These ones are a little bit more direct. Like, but if you say it, you know, if you don't scream it at someone, you know, I think, so for example, I could say, oh, your argument holds water. However, there are holes in your thinking.
Ooh, and yeah. Yeah, I mean, and so much of this is about the context. Like, how are you holding yourself physically? Yeah. Are you smiling at them? Are you making eye contact? Are you, like, respecting them physically when you're in their presence, right? I mean, those have to come along with these more direct phrases. So they know that, like, you're holding the conversation in a way that they're not being threatened or attacked.
Right, that is key, right? Because that's when things start to get, like, out of control.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, yes. You think of that conversation I had. I did not know what to do. I was like, you know, when emotion gets into something, it's just like, and starts to feel like a personal attack. I think we take politics so personally here in the US. We take it so personally.
Yeah. Especially in a time like now, like when things are, well, I mean, I guess always really, but I think it's just so much more intense right now.
Yeah, because they always say, like, the things you shouldn't bring up at a dinner party are, like, politics, sex, and religion, right? But that's not necessarily the case in other cultures. And I kind of admire that about other cultures, that other cultures can talk, not every other culture, but some can openly talk about politics. And I feel like we would be in a better place right now if we did that more.
That's okay. You know, I think sometimes in some ways we get into these situations because we don't talk about them. And actually, you know, maybe we could do a follow up on this at some point, because I just was having a very similar conversation with a student about this. Like, you know, oh, is it okay to talk about politics in, like, certain situations? And I'm like, you know, typically we say no, but I just think that it's,
we have to,
you know, it's kind of dangerous to just say, oh, I'm never going to talk about this.
I think it's completely, it's bypassing the whole thing. It's convenient and it's hiding, especially now. Like, I really think we're in a mess right now. And it's scary, some of the things that are happening in this country. And we have to talk about it. We have to. At least, okay, we're recording this at the end of October 2018. So maybe things will be starting to turn around in January. I hope, right? But we've had violent attacks happening against the media. It's been a
crazy time.
Yeah. So I think we have to start having these conversations as a culture, as a country, especially with people who see things differently.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Wow. This is a long discussion that we should definitely save for another time, I think.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll go into it.
Have some debates, but we're going to just do one little example, and then we'll wrap it up for today. Sound good, Lindsay?
Yeah, sounds good. All right. So here we go. So you and I are having a debate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But the mayor doesn't seem to be focusing on lowering taxes.
That's a valid point, but look at it like this. The money goes to so many important things, like the school system. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So we have some extra debates that maybe we'll get to another time. Mix and match these phrases, you know, these phrases, like I said, you know, they're kind of like the next step up from the other episode that we were talking about that you really should listen to. And they can be used to discuss politics, news, and controversial issues, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think we could probably do two more examples, Michelle.
Oh,
yeah,
why don't we do more time? Okay, let's do a couple more.
Yeah, why not? We have a few more.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So go for it, Michelle. Talking about the cost of living, the rent.
All right. The rent is too expensive, and it doesn't seem like it's going to get better anytime soon.
I see what you mean, but you have to remember that this is a great area, and it's a reflection of supply and demand, after all.
Okay, good. I see what you mean, but you have to remember, right?
I feel like that could sound a little bit condescending, potentially, if we're not careful. you have to remember, you know?
That's funny because I was thinking that sounded like one of the like nicer ones.
Okay, that's, we have a difference of opinion.
Isn't that funny? I was just thinking that. And then you said that and I was like, oh, that's...
interesting. Interesting. Well, again, I think we'll come back to, as far as our advice for listeners, it's about what's going on in that exchange in that moment. What is your body language toward the person? What's the space you're creating for the two of you? And how are you treating the person? You know, it's so much more than just your words.
Oh my gosh. I totally agree with that. Should we do one more?
Yeah, why not? All right. So don't you see that there are too many chains in the area? It's not charming.
Your argument holds water, Lindsay. However, there are holes in your thinking. The chains contribute a lot to the economy and hopefully can bring an additional business.
Okay. All right. So those are three examples, guys, so you can see them in context. But yeah, just take it, pick and choose one or two of these and go out and start using them. See what happens.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and what's the takeaway today for today, okay, Lindsay?
So guys, it's all about being kind and connecting. Obviously, we promote kindness on the show, right? It's about being kind. Some episodes, some topics are loaded with emotion, with anger, right? But you know, you also want to be strong in your convictions, but you want to connect. So that's what this is all about today. So acknowledge the other person's opinion, but also stay confident with your own. Today, we've given you the vocabulary to do that. Now you guys need to have the courage to go out and try these.
Yeah. Try them. Let us know how it goes. And don't forget to listen, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. So I already brushed over that point. Yeah, but that's so important. That's probably the key right there. Listen to what they've said and respond and connect, guys. So to get the transcripts today, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And also remember, if you're taking IELTS, you want to get some of these awesome skills for your 7, 8, or 9, go to IELTS Energy Podcast.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, this has been fun and interesting, Lindsay. And something we can definitely continue talking about in the future.
Yeah, that sounds good, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.